Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the City of Mesa for Monday, October 3rd, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by Senior Pastor Roger Williams, Jr. of the Calvary Baptist Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Parker Layton from Troop 153, my favorite troop. Well, I got two favorite troops here. Troop I grew up in and the troop that I live in today. So please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you truly are a great God. We thank you for the privilege that we have to live in the United States of America and to have freedom for an open assembly and a meeting. How I pray for our mayor and city council members that you give them wisdom in the decisions that need to be made tonight, and that would be in best interest of the citizens of Mesa. But we lift these elected officials to you in prayer, and we pray for your blessing upon the meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. We are joined tonight, I believe, on the phone. Vice Mayor, are you on the phone with us?
I am.
Oh, Vice Mayor Scott Summers is out of town, but he's joined us on the phone. Thank you very much. Thank you. The first item on our agenda is the consent agenda, and tonight's consent agenda will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day civic event, Friday, November 4th, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day civic event, Friday, December 2nd, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 4A, act on contract for centrifuge parts and service for Riverview and Greenfield Water Reclamation Plants. Item 4B, act on contract for Falcon Field Airport Taxiway B reconfiguration and installation of runway guard lights. Funding's available from the FAA Airport Improvement Program Grant, the fiscal year 11-12 Falcon Field Capital Improvement Program, and from a federal matching grant from the state of Arizona. Item 4C, act on contract for high-pressure gas main extension, waste management compressed natural gas facility at 4040 South 80th Street. Funding is available from the fiscal year 11-12 Gas Bond Capital Program. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a highway safety agreement with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a fourth amendment to an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Mesa and Maricopa County Library District for the reciprocal borrowing program. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the United Mesa Firefighters Association. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Mesa Police Association. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-22, east and west of Dobson Road along the 202 freeway south side for modification of a council use permit to allow redesign of freeway landmark signs for Mesa Riverview Retail Center. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do you have any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Glover to approve the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Vice Mayor, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is seven ayes no nays. The consent agenda is approved. The second item tonight is item 8A. Take action on the following resolution related to the recommendations of the City of Mesa Redistricting Commission concerning the establishment of council district boundaries in accordance with the 2010 U.S. Decennial Census. This report was presented to the council about a month ago, I guess, formally presented, and was discussed in study session. And so this item is up. I don't think we need any more reports on it, do we? Mr. Brady, we talked about it, okay. Entertain a motion to approve item 8A. Sorry? So I have a motion from Councilmember Dave Richens, a second from Councilmember Finter. Sorry about that. It's not showing up electronically. I don't know what you do when you talk to me. If it doesn't show up on the screen, I'm lost. Thank you. All right, we have a motion and a second. We have one request to speak from the public, Mr. Richard Tracy. Mr. Tracy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
The routine, 3 minutes, and please restate your name and address for the record.
Yeah, I hate to keep appearing here all the time, but somebody named me Dick Tracy, and I get into these matters quite thoroughly. We're talking about a very serious matter, not a social issue, but the expenditure of millions of dollars and the future of this city, which has had problems. The mayor will admit we did not progress while places like Chandler did because of an attitude problem. And that is going to continue. With due respect, I would ask that each member who is a member of the Mormon Church, please identify themselves. Your name, sir?
Alex Finter.
And you, sir?
Ms. Tracy, I'm not sure how pertinent that is, since
we're not talking about a social matter. We're talking about millions of dollars, much of which has been expended in areas that are dominated by Mormons, and it is an issue which I believe should cause some of these members to have withdrawn and recluse themselves before. The people are entitled to be represented by impartial representatives. I do not believe that the people who are in the proposed District 3 would be fairly represented because there has been a conflict for years between the area, which we'll call Riverview, Fiesta Mall, and City of Mesa and the area around Mesa Drive. And I cannot see how a council member could represent both areas. The map as drawn will definitely go to the area known as Lehigh. We are all members of the City of Phoenix, but we have not been considered for quite some time in various ways involving zoning, other matters that this council and previous councils had the opportunity to make the decision, and it was not made in fair consideration for the people who lived in the Fiesta Mall area. Our taxes go up, our utilities go up, and the money is expended in East Mesa. The facts and figures are available. I would ask those who are Mormons to consider whether or not they should recluse themselves when we're dealing with a situation which is going to put Riverview area in conflict with the Lehigh area and downtown Mesa, where there is a temple that is respected by the members of that church. I thank you very much. Are there any questions?
I think your time's up, Mr. Tracy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there any, Ms. Crocker, do we have any other requests to speak?
No other requests, Mayor.
Is there any discussion on the council?
Yes.
Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, I've served on the council now for 11 years, and again, with all due respect to my legal colleague, Mr. Tracy, I think the issue of of where we go to church has not been a factor in decisions that we make. That's simply not true in my experience. I think what we need to focus on tonight is the boundaries that are being recommended by our districting commission, which worked very long and hard to try to arrive at a fair and equitable change in the district boundaries, recognizing the growth in the city. And that indeed was a very difficult task, and I applaud and commend the work that they did. And all of you know, when we heard this recommendation several weeks ago, I had significant reservations over the boundaries for District 3, but I am going to vote to accept the recommendations of our commission, because in my history and time on the council, I've come to respect very deeply recommendations of our Citizen Advisory Board, and it's a very rare instance where I will take a contrary position. I will have questions, I will have comments, but I will respect the recommendations, particularly on an issue as important as this. And it has a lot of meaning for me, because some of my council colleagues may not know, but I was part of the group that drafted the districting plan that voters approved for Mesa. And we spent a lot of time looking at how to avoid situations such as we see in Phoenix and other cities with strangely drawn districts and in very difficult districts for elected officials to represent. And we tried to create a system that would keep our districts as recognizable and as contiguous as possible. And I worked with the Districting Commission both in 1998 and 2000, as well as this year, in terms of what was going to happen. And the initial philosophy was that we were going to try to create districts that people recognize. And if you look at the first set of plans, they basically resemble the high school district boundaries in general. And many people understood those, were familiar with those. And my district at that time, District 3, looked roughly the same east to west, but it went up to Main Street. And then in 2000, after the census at that point, it moved north to University. And I think I certainly have always thought that it would continue on up through the area, including Riverview as well. And that is what the district commissioners have recommended. I guess the concern I still have is the long extension over to Lindsay Road. But in thinking about my time on the council, my first several years on council, I represented the city at large. So I represented that neighborhood, as well as the other neighborhoods that are being added to the district. And it is a challenge, but at least from me personally, it won't be as difficult, in that I know those neighborhoods and know the reps, and we'll do my best to connect the different areas of District 3 together with the existing boundary. It will be a challenge, I think, by creating a district with such strange boundaries, confusing for people, confusing for city staff. It will be a challenge for us to work to connect the dots together in the neighborhoods, but I think the capacity is there within our staff and our neighborhoods to be able to do that. I guess my concern is that what we have done is that we've basically broken the template that we've used since the voters approved the districting system in terms of what our districts look like. And I think it will create, I think, additional challenges the next time around for our district commission 10 years from now. But as on the whole, again, I'm going to vote to accept the recommendations. I have reservations, but I have every confidence that that city staff and whoever represents that district will be able to work well together to serve the needs of the community. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other comments? I'd like to echo Councilmember Kavanaugh's.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit my button.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay.
Maybe it's.
There you go speaking again instead of just relying on the electronics.
Yeah, I just wanted. I'm sorry.
No,
Mayor.
Go ahead, Councilmember Finter.
Thank you. You're very kind. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to tell Mr. Tracy and others there's a hypersensitivity to some of your concerns. that those things don't occur. I think if you were able to talk to our colleagues on the board and others, city staff, you'd find out that things are not like that at all. In fact, I think a lot of effort's done to make sure that there isn't a preference to one religion or one class of people or anything, that we try to deal fairly with everybody. Those old days are over, sir, Mr. Tracy. For the scouts, I'd just like to offer you, you're going to go through life. This is a great example where you come to public meetings and look at things. People will call you out and ask you what you stand for, excuse me, and what you believe in. And, you know, you always want to be able to look and make sure that you have a good heart and a straight way of dealing with folks. So good example. Great that we have you guys in the meeting. You can kind of watch how things work. But we have a great community here that need, and I've seen born and raised, born in Phoenix, Good Samaritan Hospital, but raised in Mesa. And I think it now, more than ever, what I've seen is a great community that comes together and doesn't worry about some of those concerns that you brought. And so thank you, Mary. And I'm going to support this this effort here, and I appreciate the efforts of the redistricting committee.
Thank you, Councilman Finter, and thanks for those comments. Councilman Richens.
Maybe just a couple of technical questions so the public has understands what the next steps are. So we approve this map tonight, and then it goes to the Department of Justice. Do we want to have, can we talk a little bit about, I don't know who would be best to tell us what the next steps are for this, because this is one step in a much longer process. We have our consultant here that we paid an obscene amount of money to. There she is.
Okay. Yeah. We can have Alfred, who's been leading the project.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The next process after this is, once this resolution is adopted or has been adopted by Council, we will prepare a redistricting plan that will be forwarded to the Department of Justice indicating what our proposed maps are, the rationale behind the maps, and how we went about there, and making sure, again, the primary focus was to make sure that our minority voting rights were not affected in District 4. So those are the factors that the District Department of Justice will look at to make sure that we are ensuring that minority voters in District 4 have an opportunity to elect a candidate of their choice, and then within those parameters that have been set forth within the Voting Rights Act, they will determine whether or not our plan meets justice approval.
So what happens after that? Say the Department of Justice approves the map. When is the new district shape implemented? When would those folks in the extension that Councilmember Kavanaugh was describing start engaging Councilmember Kavanaugh or myself in any new areas?
Well, historically, the Justice Department will send you back a letter indicating that your plan has been approved and indicating that the map is effective upon a date certain. So we will get something back from the Department of Justice indicating we have reviewed your map, it meets Department of Justice preclearance approval, therefore, feel free to go ahead and go forward with these maps as constituted.
So it's not the next election, it's when the Department of Justice
they'll become effective, yes, upon Justice Department approval, with the understanding that it'll be effective for the next election, yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold up. Yes. Councilmember Higgins.
Thank you. So do we have plans to notify the residents in the area if now that they were in one district and they are in another now? I mean, there's some significant changes, obviously, big population movement.
Obviously, we can't. I'm sorry, Alfred.
No, go ahead.
We won't take action until after we receive information or notification from the Department of Justice that they have approved the plan. Once they do, there will be an outreach informing citizens of what district they are in.
Okay.
I mean, we can put maps in utility bills, things like that, okay. Newspaper on Channel 11, those kind of things.
Great. Thank you.
To give them, what would it be, good news or bad news? It depends.
Well, if they moved into my district, it would be great.
Great news. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear from you.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you. Any more questions or comments?
Mayor?
Yes, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I'll just make a brief comment after what I heard. And I'd just like to say that, first of all, I appreciate the process of the Citizens Committee. It was very difficult work, and I think they came up with a map that, while it looks a little odd, it meets all the requirements that they were tasked to complete, and it will work. at the end of the day, we have to remember that the reason for districts is to make sure that we have the proper spatial representation from West Mesa, North Mesa, South, and East. But as a council, particularly this council, has been my privilege to serve with, we have never thought parochially. We have never thought in terms of only our own district. What I have found and what I hope we continue to do, and I know we'll continue to do with this council, is to look at issues, regardless of district, towards what is best for all of Mesa. And what builds a strong West Mesa helps us in East Mesa. And what builds a strong East Mesa helps West Mesa. So, given the comments, I hope we will remember that we are one city, we are one community. We have very different faces, perhaps, and we are located in different areas, but we all share a common bond in that city, and we have to remember that we need to build a better Mesa, not a better just District 1 or a better District 6, but build a better Mesa. So I look forward to continuing work with this council, with the new district system, and helping to build that better Mesa.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Any other comments? I'd like to thank the Redistricting Commission for doing a yeoman's job. You had some pretty tight constraints, and I think you did a great job considering the constraints that you were given. Just, I guess, a matter of looking ahead 10 years, if we think that the evolution between what we started out with in 2000 and then went up, or 1990 went to 2000, now, you know, the growth area in the city right now is to the east. And as we fill in that land to the east, you're going to see a further shift. And as long as we have the restraints put on us from the Department of Justice and the Voting Rights Act, you're going to see in the next one, I would imagine, maybe even some little more gyrations and perhaps some funny-looking districts, and that's simply because there are these requirements, there are these hurdles that we have to get over, and we'll do that next district redistricting commission will do the best job they can. And at the end of the day, I appreciate everything that's been said relating to this council. I will tell you one of the fears of a district system is that a city council turns into, in this case, six mini little kingdoms, and the council members representing those kingdoms or those districts don't care about the others. And I'd just like to echo what my councilmates have said, that this council has been wonderful to work with. They care as much about what goes on across the city as they do in their own district. And that is unique, I will tell you. If you'll talk to, and I talk to mayors who operate in a district system, which a lot of larger cities do, and we have avoided what a lot of other cities have. Now, there's no doubt that each council member cares deeply about the district they represent. And there's no doubt that when they show up here, they bring the concerns of their district members to the table. And that's to be expected, because those are the people who were elected to represent them. But at a certain level, we as a group have had the ability to leave those differences and, as has been said in several occasions, act upon what is best for the overall city. And that's because I get the great pleasure of working with six people who understand just what the Vice Mayor said, that success in one part of the city helps the whole city, and that all parts of the city have their unique challenges, and they all have their unique opportunities. And our job is to take what are scarce resources and to allocate those in ways that benefit the whole city. And over the long term, I think that things will even out. And I think the council members understand that. There are good things going on in every section of this city, and there are real challenges in every section of this city. So I feel grateful for the work that has gone on. I thank you so very much for doing the best, I think, that you possibly could, and for taking your charge very, very seriously. We appreciate that. Thanks to all the citizens who participated. You know, there were some very, very passionate feelings and people who felt strongly. And you're never going to make everyone happy in a process like this. And so, as Councilmember Kavanaugh said, you go with what you end up with, which is your best effort. And I have no doubt that this council will make these districts work just as well as we made the last ones, and we'll continue going on like that. I appreciate Councilmember Kavanaugh's statements. I will not dignify the comments that were made earlier, but I appreciate my dear Catholic friend's comments related to his experience over the years, and I'll leave it at that and hope that we can rise to another level and talk about things that truly are important in our city. And speaking from someone who is in the middle of that process to say those things, thank you, Councilmember Kavanaugh. I appreciate that. And so, obviously, I will be supporting this. So thanks to all involved, and we're embarking on a somewhat new adventure. But as Councilmember Higgins said, some people will be very happy to be in District 5, and those who are not, well,
they can move.
They'll just, yeah, they'll have to get along with second best, right?
That's right.
Wherever that may be. Okay, we have a motion and a second on the table. If there's no further discussion, please vote. Vice Mayor, how do you vote? I'm sorry?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and item 8A is approved. Thank you very much. The next item is item from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
No. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you.